Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're almost at the end of September. Deer season's right around the corner. I'm pretty excited about that. Tailgate season's here. That's even a lot of fun, too. You know, Bob, we get a lot of questions from our listeners on Facebook and other social media about equipment, right? So every once in a while, we need to pause, step back, take a look at this, and say, what is a good piece of equipment to buy if you're on anywhere in the budget spectrum? So we want to spend a little minute and go over smokers because it's something that we get a lot of questions about, right?
Yeah, isn't it? I don't get so many questions about grills.
Right.
I do sometimes, and I'm always more than happy to share my experiences with different manufacturers. Matter of fact, if it's a friend, I really want to share it because I don't want them to buy the wrong thing.
Right.
I was with a rather successful person this week. I won't say who it was. And I was at his home, and he was grilling us filet mignon on a char.
Tricom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Char something from, what is it, Charbroil? Or
The six steaks he had on the grill cost him more than the grill itself.
Well, there was 12 right? of them on there.
Oh, there you go.
And he had to Google how to make them. I didn't dare talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Because I it was a party. I wanted to be gracious and not, you know, be that guy. But I did help him at the end. He was pretty nervous. But he bought, you know, beautiful choice cut tenderloin and had them cut into perfect pieces. And he didn't prep them right or do any of that stuff right.
Right.
But I just let him go and then helped him at the end. So he felt like he had a win. But I looked at this grill he had, and it was, what, char grill or something? It's one of those Lowe's pieces of crap from China. And it's like, oh, dude, sitting here in a $600,000 house and you got a $300 piece of crap grill on your deck
right
in front of the pool.
Right.
That's wrong.
Right.
You shouldn't do that.
It is. And people think that grills are just grills, but
yeah,
when it comes
no.
to smokers, it's like, I don't really know if I know how to buy a smoker, and we get a lot of questions about that.
And grills and smokers are both, obviously you and I prioritize this equipment much higher than the average person does, but I think the people that listen to us, those three guys out there, probably.
Thanks, by the way.
I think if you're listening to a show about grilling, you really get it, and you love your grill, and you want the next one to be better, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, a lot of people email and text and hit the website about smokers. I'm going to buy my first smoker.
Right.
And so how do you go down that road? Maybe they've got a little electric Brinkman right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people get into it. They get a little Masterbuilt or a little Brinkman, and they find out that that little cheap Chinese job actually does a pretty good job for, you know, breaking me into to smokers.
Right. But now about the size of a small trash can in your home.
Yeah,
and it's round, and it's about, what, 2.5-3 foot
well,
tall?
Well, very often they're like a little locker box, and they're rectangular and tall, but
right.
but some of them are round. And either way, I think the Brinkman is round.
Yeah.
Is that the red
one? I was picking up what you're putting down. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, is that the red one?
Right.
Yeah. And I've never used one, but they're, you know, they're all Tricom stuff, and they work. But once you use them for a while,
they don't work anymore.
You're just like, I want to do a little bit. I want to be able to fit a brisket in it.
Right.
So let's talk about the types of smokers and how to pick them. There's something called a reverse offset, which you and I both have. And that's where you have this big long box, and then directly behind it, lower, is a firebox that has a damper that controls the heat coming up into the big long box, and the smoke rolls around it. Then there's something called an offset, which is a big grill of some sort, smoker box, and then on the end of it, lower, you'll see a square or round box that you burn a fire in. And you get your heat and your smoke in, and then it comes in through the end of that bake oven, smoke chamber. And what the typical problem with the cheaper ones like that is that they just dump the heat right there on the end of that smoker. So the stuff on that
right
end
outside
of the
firebox, within the first 6 inches from the firebox, everything gets way overdone.
Yeah.
And on the opposite end of your chamber, you're waiting for that stuff to get done, and the stuff that's closest just gets
cooked.
Yes, yeah, so you got to rotate your meat all the time.
Right.
You got to take the stuff near the heat. Now, some of them, like there's a company called Lang, and they're made in Nahunta, Georgia. And Lang really invented the original hybrid, which is that offset smoker. So you've got your big oil barrels or propane tanks, I think is what they probably started with. And then on the end of it, they built a smoke box. And then on a Lang, you'll see that that smoke box actually has a tower on it. And that's really cool because that's one of your best smoking racks. If you're going to do ribs or something real small and you got a whole bunch of racks, that smoke box works wonderful. And then you can actually, and it's got it's got a baffle.
A damper kind of thing.
Yeah, it's got a baffle in it that brings the smoke down to the other end and makes it work its way back towards the fire.
Right.
And that's a smarter way to do it. And you can retrofit any of these things to do it that way. Even if you have a cheap one, you can just get in there with some sheet metal and a screw gun and whack something on there, a long pan that goes two-thirds of the way under your rack, and run that heat out so that it can't dump immediately.
Right.
And you can turn a piece of junk into a halfway decent smoker.
Right. The issue is that you want to distribute the heat. You
yes.
don't want it all in one place.
Yes.
You want to distribute the smoke. You don't want it all in one place.
Right.
Because the key to smoking any kind of meat is consistent temperature over a longer period of time will equal a really good product. And if you rush it or if you've got hot zones and cold zones, then you're not going to be satisfied with the end product.
In my last job, I was working for the Canadians selling hot tubs, and they made a ton of money around the world selling hot tubs, but they would import these cheap Chinese smokers. And when we go to the corporate ranch, you know, it's like, hey, Bob, you're going to do some meat for us, right? It's like, sure, because you've got this Smoky Hollow $119 electric smoker.
Right.
And you've got these guys who flew in here first class, and you flew me up here to make some world-class. And Canadian beef is great, and you're going to give me a $119 smoker, okay? So it's the logic of all this. Prioritize your process and say, am I going to spend money making my life better and turning out real good barbecue, or am I just going to go down to the big box store and do-de-deep-de-deep-de-deep, you know?
Right.
It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
So let's take a tangent here because you
thought
and I
just did.
Let's pull it back in then. You and I use lump charcoal as fuel in our smoking process. We prefer that. But there's a lot of guys, the popularity of pellet smokers is huge right now. And I think it's for two or three reasons. One is the fuel is easy to manipulate. It's not dirty. It's not heavy. It goes in a hopper and you kind of set it and forget it. The second one is that there's an electronic process in this that monitors the temperature, keeps it consistent.
Smoking for dummies.
Right. It is, but my point is that
if you're a real man, you wouldn't do it.
Right, it's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, let's do a little man law. If any male is caught violating a man law in serious context as a form of punishment, he should be disowned of his manly name only to receive the title of man bitch from his peers and colleagues. Forgiveness is pending the severity of the broken law, or a case of beer to all his offended peers as a token of respect for what is manly and what is not.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. I love
it.
That one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's kind of
Now, I'm
going to
pick up
right
where
there,
you
baby.
Left off. We're not going to diss all of our listeners that like their pellet guns.
No, and I didn't really want to do
because,
that.
Because, you know what, it is a way, it's better than the bullet smoker.
It's better than the electric smoker.
Whoa.
Now you're giving opinion. So, to say it's better than a bullet, you'd have a lot of guys disagreeing with you on that.
Well,
so,
my point is that They're bigger chambers. It's easier cooking, and your results are really good.
It's a wonderful way to start smoking, I think, is what you're trying to say.
Right.
It gets people hooked on the hobby, and that's okay. And I
appreciate it. It fits a busy lifestyle.
Yes, it does. Yep. Absolutely. Well put. Yep. And I appreciate you pulling me out of the swamp on that one.
Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. Bob wants to talk about some peach barbecue. Hey. Stick with us.